This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I see your hair is burning.
Bill's aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you,
no, they were a liar.
No, they are a liar.
I just tried to quickly drink some more Vitamin Mineral Fusion from ForestLines.com. Don't get out of a Vitamin jacket. But there are worse things to do than that. Like absorbing invisible, undetectable by traditional methods, radiation all over the world, concentrated in the Western world. We're going to be breaking all of that down with Dr. Edward Grip with some huge news coming up in the next segment. But I'm going to make a big deal out of this because I've made a big deal about this over the years. I've studied the globalists and their social control, their ruthlessness, how cunning they are, how bold they are. They admitted in mainstream news a year after the fact that the H1N1 virus had been a simulated virus in a vaccine a year before. It was actually just a false positive virus to create hysteria and cover up other more deadly flu viruses that were going around at the time to push a special synthetic vaccine that the establishment wanted people to take worldwide. Now, we don't know specifically what was going on, but we know in special trials of subdivisions of the vaccine, there were deaths in Poland, deaths in Czechoslovakia, deaths in the UK. In some cases, a third of the people or more they gave the vaccine to would die. Just type in a homeless die in Poland, and you see the number where they give it to. I think it was 50, and then like a huge number of them die. I'm going from memory, but you cannot make this stuff up. And then I have this article: new vaccines will permanently alter human DNA. Consider this article in light of the accelerating push to mandate and enforce vaccines and vaccination across the planet. The reference in the New York Times, 3/15/15. Protection without a vaccine, it describes the frontier of research. Here, the key quote that illustrates the use of the synthetic genes to promote against diseases while challenging and changing the genetic makeup of the humans. This is not science fiction. And again, they have the vaccines that go in and actually alter your brain to make you submit. They say this. They're going to make you better with a shot. And they just say it real calmly. And if they tell moms to do it, your daughter's going to be well-behaved, they'll shoot their daughters up, and the media will act like it's totally normal when your daughter becomes basically an unfeeling zombie and commits suicide 5 years later. And no one will help you then. They'll just tell you a good job, like with the Gardasil, you know, she dies 3 days later, or she has a convulsion, never walks again. They'll just quietly pay you out for the big secret vaccine fund of taxpayers' money. Because this is an overall agenda. Your daughter wasn't meant to die 3 days later. She was meant to become sterile down the road and die at 30, not at 12. But you got to break a few eggs. With a soft kill to be strong enough to kill you 20 years down the road, it's going to kill some people on the spot. So take your shots. And if you work for the system and the government, be delusional. Feel like you're part of the power structure. Hate me. Say I'm a liar. And roll up your sleeves and prepare to be brain damaged. Because I'm not lying. I have the facts. I know we're living in a science fiction dystopic nightmare. We're entering it. But because there's so much good stuff in the world still, as night falls, as the tyranny creeps in, a lot of folks aren't noticing because they're too busy mesmerized by the brainwashing. According to the New York Times, by delivering synthetic genes into the muscles of experimental monkeys, just like it was monkey kidneys that gave 98 million Americans, according to the federal government, cancer, SV40, and that was just one special immortal cell gene line that gave you so much pleasure and sucked so much money out of so many millions of families, but I'm sorry. Let's read the New York Times.
By delivering synthetic genes to the muscles of the experimental monkeys, the scientists are essentially re-engineering the animals to resist the disease. Yes, we're going to make you better. Of course, you're only getting sicker, but never mind that. We're going to make you better. I'll take the shots.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And as we go on down the road, our shadows taller than our souls. With the lady we all know. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones, with my great crew of researchers and fellow patriots who are here raising the alarm as modern Paul reveals that we are falling into a worldwide technological overwrite, a technocracy, a world government. But your human choices and being aware of this can reverse it. That's why I'm here desperately trying to simply fire the flare gun in the air so you can look around you and decide for yourself, is humanity under attack? Is humanity being suppressed? And then the final question, are you going to lay down in the ditch and submit to this tyranny and slowly die and watch all the work of our ancestors come to nothing and allow the people like Zuckerberg and other predatory creatures to steal the birthright of humanity? The question lies before you. My good friend, Dr. Edward Group, is in studio with us a little bit into the next hour. And then we have other guests joining us today. Victor Ostrowski, a high-level famous member of Mossad, who has exposed false flags, corruption in his own government, our government, you name it, white slavery sex rings. This guy really is a hero. He is going to be joining us today for 30 minutes. And Roger Stone had technical difficulties because they keep hacking into any new computer he gets. He's a very savvy guy. It's in the news today that foreign governments are hacking all the major campaigns. Well, it's known that Stone, you know, got Paul Manafort in there. He's got the new pollster in there. That's one of his best friends. It's in the news today that the media says, oh, looks like Stone's really the head of the campaign. No, Trump's the head of the campaign. But, yes, Stone is as influential as anybody. And so, obviously, they're breaking into his computer. So we're having to really do some countermeasures and have folks with computers each time come to him to even be able to get him on. He gets on his computer, people jump on it, start surfing on it, start downloading stuff. I mean, this is serious, and it's actually on Drudge Report today, actually dealing with that. Intel chief, foreign hackers spying on campaigns, and that is in the Associated Press today. Some folks are like, oh, nobody's breaking into Roger Stone's computer. No one wants to get into, you know, the Karl Rove for Donald Trump, the presidential frontrunner's computer. Nobody wants to get into Donald Trump's political brain. Oh, no, that's not a target. And I'm sure the White House isn't a target. And I'm sure Hillary Clinton's email isn't a target. Turns out she's been hacked. Of course she was hacked. The Pentagon said, of course she was hacked 2 years ago. And it turned out all these governments were in there. She knew that. Why would she have all that secret stuff on an unshielded computer on purpose to leak info? That's a famous way to sell data but not get caught. You know, you don't go to the park and drop it off under the bench like a lot of other people, you know, got caught doing at the NSA and CIA and going to prison for life. You just put stuff on a server. Oh, gee, I didn't know all these foreign groups are getting on, all these foundations, and then they give you hundreds of millions of dollars. The Gulf states gave her $100+ million alone. She's gotten billions. She's been a spy on the CIA since she was 18 years old. That's been declassified. Her and Clinton are an arranged marriage. We know the name of their section chief when they were in London, infiltrating the Russians. And so she is a spy on purpose, selling data or leaking data. Who knows? Might be disinfo. But doesn't matter. I know she's after our guns. I know she wants to shut down our power plants. I know she wants forced inoculations. I know she's an enemy of this country. Now, coming up, I'm a pedophile. Infowars.com reports, Truth Revolt reports as well. I'm a pedophile, but not a monster, says the Salon writer. Can you believe that? Salon pushes pedophile sympathy again. That's like 5-6 articles every month I've been seeing. I'm a pedophile, not a monster. And I actually have this slimy guy on about how he's attracted to kids. And he does videos now. So, yeah, I can't even look at him. Just look at that disgusting person. I mean, I have 3 children. And you bet, I discriminate against pedophiles. The UN wants to legalize it. I know you have small children. It just makes you can comment on this. But then I want to get into your huge breaking news. And then new vaccines will permanently alter human DNA. The New York Times, an excellent John Rappaport boil-down article giving you more of the story. This is what I've been horrified of for 20 years, but now it's here. They always had them, but now vaccines that go in and, quote, alter your DNA forever and change your entire genetic history. So this is the government vandalizing our genetics, just like they admit GMO crops leak into the DNA. So, folks, we are being jacked with mega massively. God knows what this is going to do. The mutations, the cancers are already off the chart because of a cocktail of reasons. The elite are testing on us to find secrets for themselves. We're the lab rats. We're the guinea pigs. Everything they do is multifaceted. But I mean, what do you call this? Media pushes vaccines that destroy your genetic legacy, that alter who you are, that change your behavior. Government pushes vaccines that give you a lobotomy. I mean, that's what the stress vaccines do. They're here. It's happening. But first, I want to ask Dr. Group this question. He's more of a journalist than even the many degrees he has and, you know, the clinics he runs. And then he's one of the biggest nutraceutical producers in the country, one of the biggest designers, highly respected. And I'm so honored to work with him at InfoWarsLife.com. We know that in the Northern Hemisphere, it had doubled since the Manhattan Project by Chernobyl in the mid-'80s, 86. Now, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, anybody can look this up, 93% of reactors, of the 600-plus reactors, 400-plus power producers are leaking. And we know there's a lot of secret reactors as well. A lot of spacecraft, they have reactors in because of the public, they don't tell them, that's been admitted. So who knows? 600 admitted reactors, two in Austin. General public's totally, doesn't even know there's one of the biggest research reactors in the world in North Austin, the J.J. Pickle Center. They don't know there's an old reactor from the 50s under the UT facilities by the tower. People can see the smokestacks. My dad's been in it when he was in Plan 2 in high school, already at UT. So it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. We're here with reactors. They never shut it off, by the way. You can't shut them off. They've got the big one in North Austin. 93% of them are leaking. CBS said a decade ago 75% are leaking. But you can look it up. 93% are leaking. And they're leaking things that aren't detectable by Geiger counters or field monitors. So I want to ask you before you get into this and break it all down, Dr. Edward Group, why doesn't the elite care? Because 30, 40 years ago, I've studied it. I know you have as well. We've talked about this. They at least tried to contain them. They tried to not have leaks. But now Monbiot, the head eugenicist liberal in England, he says we should thank nuclear reactors and have more of them. So it's entered a very nihilistic, kind of like these roulette parties where one person has AIDS or HIV and everybody tries to get it. And heterosexuals now want to die, too. It's very trendy. The sexiest women want to die. It's very, very, very macabre. We're not joking, folks. This is happening. What is this? Why, they've got enough nukes to blow the planet up 10 times. Why not just get it over with now? What do you think's going on?
Well, you have the oil and gas industry, which is a trillion-dollar industry. You have the pharmaceutical industry, which is a trillion-dollar industry. And now you have the nuclear power and nuclear weapon industry, which, believe it or not, nuclear power plants are extremely profitable. They don't care about the... what's going to happen to the people. They don't care about what's going to be leaking into the air and the water.
They don't care about their kids.
They're just worried about profitability, and they're very profitable. And not only that, it's a population control mechanism. If you look at the spoken hub model that we always
lower
talk about,
fertility.
You have nuclear radiation, which nobody can see, nobody can measure a lot of it, especially the individual people. A lot of times you don't see high-level political people or the globalists or people that know about the damaging effects of radiation that live by these. They already know. So they're not going to live next to or in the 100-mile or 200-mile radius of nuclear power plants. And so I think that that has a lot to do with it. And China, for example, is building 20 floating nuclear power plants right now that are going to be floating in the ocean. And
Of course, they're famous for dumping waste. That way they can just dump it. No one's there to monitor it. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, it's insane, and it's just another reason. Even though there are a lot of good things that are happening right now in the world, there's also all of these nuclear power plants, a lot of them that were built in the 1920s, 30s, 40s.
And mainline environmentalists are all over the news saying, we love nuclear, get rid of coal plants that are totally clean, but a carbon dioxide plants need, we're at a carbon-starved level. It's almost like science fiction, like they're space aliens and they want a radioactive environment and don't like carbon dioxide. And I'm not saying that's what's happening, but they're like terraforming us, cutting off the carbon, making everything radioactive, spraying radioactive isotopes in the air. That's declassified. We're going to skip this break as I cut into your time. Please continue, Dr. Grimm. I mean, there's something behind this.
Well, what's behind it, I think, is the scary thing about radiation is the half-life. I mean, these things are radioactive, can be for millions of years. For example, you have cesium, strontium, radioactive iodine. You have plutonium, uranium, all of these things that can damage the environment, the earth, the soil, the human body for the whole history of the earth. I mean, that's how damaging these things are. But one of the things that not too many people are talking about, and one of the things that is starting to be more reported on, is the tritium. And most people would say, tritium, what's that? All we hear about is radioactive iodine.
That's right. Let's get into the stuff that is very hard to detect, but just as deadly.
So tritium is actually radioactive hydrogen. And hydrogen is the main component in water and air. And it's really scary when you think about it, because I started doing the research, especially with the tritium leaks that were detected at Biscayne Bay down in Miami. As a matter of fact, just about every single nuclear power plant is releasing tritium. What is tritium? Tritium is basically radioactive hydrogen, radioactive water. Now, with most toxic radioactive materials, they're going to accumulate in the tissue. You know, if, for example, with cesium and strontium and radioactive iodine, you're going to have problems with your thyroid gland. That's why we're seeing thyroid dysfunction through the roof all over the world right now.
Listen, I was at a Kirby Lane and now I'm paying attention. Suddenly, young people, especially women, they just have these big goiters hanging under their necks. I know that's the fluoride in the water doing that partially, but what's going on?
So it depends on what part of the world or what part of the United States that you're living in. I mean, you're just, for example, up in Indian Point in New York, the reactor's been leaking heavily. It's leaking tritium into the Hudson River. All those people around there, you're starting.
And by the way, while you're talking, we're even putting mainstream news headlines up with what you're saying. I mean, this is not your opinion. You have for radio listeners, he has a stack of documents, articles in front of him.
Right, and because anything that I think is a major health concern, obviously, like you, we want to report on it so people can contact their local authorities, contact the government, not like they're going to do anything about
it. Well, more heat on this is good.
I mean, it's just education. The more people know about it, they can protect themselves.
And that's NBC News. Radioactive tritium leaks found at 48 U.S. nuke sites. So you wonder why cancer is exploding off the chart.
So the problem with tritium is that tritium is not measured at these nuclear sites because you cannot pick it up with a Geiger counter, and these nuclear facilities are not regulated to where they have to look at tritium levels. The EPA comes in and during inspections and looks for tritium levels in the soil and nearby lakes and nearby water sources, but no, they're actually, it's legal for these nuclear power plants to release tritium into the water and into the soil, and it's because
right. They have quote, allowable levels, and within a month of Fukushima happening, we can actually pull up articles on this. We wrote stories about it. The EPA came out and said, we're going to raise the levels of what we say safe. Some isotopes, they raised them 2,500 times. And then they also allow them to keep secret now when they dump. Used to, alarms would go off. So now they're on lakes and streams and oceans just dumping.
So the problem with tritium is you're walking around, you're breathing it through the air. Because these big smokestacks that come out of the nuclear facilities, most of it's releasing tritium. So it gets into the air, you breathe it in, it's hydrogen, so it goes directly through your skin. It gets into the water, it gets into the soil, so plants can become radioactive as well. It's a major concern because if you look at some of the other radioactive materials, they might attack the bones, let's say, or they might attack the thyroid gland. Unfortunately, tritium attacks the DNA. When tritium decomposes in the body, it releases 18,000 electron volts, and those electron volts attack the DNA, so it attacks every single cell in your body.
And now they're releasing vaccines that attack your DNA. I mean, that's in the New York Times, but because they care about us. Come on, I understand these companies don't care us about profits, but at a certain point, you know, they told the CEO, we'll detonate a doomsday bomb that blows the whole planet up, but we'll pay you all the money in the world. You'll be dead and can't spend it, but you would have been the richest man in the world. Would he still hit the button?
Yeah, that's a tough question.
Because, I mean, they admit radiation's going off the chart. It's killing people. The elite's kids are dying. They're dying. I mean, there's something beyond this, a satanic force, an energy. Because people used to care more.
Destruction of the planet. You were talking about the soil, destruction of the soil. If you destroy the soil, then you can't grow any food. That's why everybody's moving to greenhouses now, because it's so hard. The trees are dying. The oxygen concentration in the planet is going down. It used to be at 28%. Now, in some places, it's down to 6 or 8%. Oxygen.
All over the hill country, most of the trees are dying.
That's right.
And they say, we don't know why. And first it was the oaks, now it's the other trees. And they admit that aluminum's exploding, and they're spraying us with it.
So not only do you have it, yes, just it's a deluge.
I cannot believe we have this evil elite. I mean, they are so evil.
They should just the word nuclear is evil. You know, and also with nuclear weapons, tritium is used in every single nuclear weapon as well because it's the trigger for nuclear weapons. So how do you protect yourself? I think one of the reasons also that we're seeing.
Show the mutated plants and animals.
So this is what's happened with Fukushima, the mutations. You have plants. This is, again, you don't get mutations like this unless your DNA is affected. The core genetic structure of the planet, of the
Look
food.
At that strawberry.
That's a strawberry with like two heads on it.
Three heads.
Different type, like eggplants growing with tomatoes. Different, you know, weird veins and structures on lettuces. And by the way, when these things seed,
that's the skeleton of the lettuce on the outside.
Look at
leaves coming out of tomatoes.
Actually, coming out of tomatoes.
Well, that's what happens when they feed the BT corn to guinea pigs. By the second generation, they have testicles on top of their heads, hair on their tongues,
right?
Tails growing out
right.
the side. But it's okay. They love us.
I love that's what DARPA's for, right? I mean, they're doing all that transhumanism
stuff
over there.
What are those?
I don't even know what that is.
Look at that sunflower.
Some fruit that they're growing.
Go back to that sunflower. That was crazy. Look at that sunflower.
Oh, yeah. Look at the sunflower with all the different heads on it.
So that was a human. It had like 10 heads.
Right. I actually have some pictures.
You know, I guarantee you, as everybody starts getting deformed, they're already kind of starting this. If you're against all the mutants, they're going to say you're racist. And so it'll be, we're glad to be mutants. Give us more mutations. I guarantee you. See, they dump the chemicals in the water to confuse people's sexuality. Then they have to create the schools and everything for everybody that doesn't know who they are. And then they say, it's okay, you're just being anti, you know, hermaphrodite, because all these hermaphrodites are being born. See how they do it? They really know what they're doing.
Well, we are literally creating an alien race. It goes all the way from the animals to the foods to the humans.
That's right. And then the genetic engineering on top of it and releasing the salmon that they admit will extinct the other salmon that are part animal and part plant and part insect and four times larger. And look, they're creating AI that's alien.
That's right.
This is an alien invasion. I mean, you cannot, and I don't mean little green men, folks. Our elite channeling the devil, other dimensional entities, whatever you want to call it. I mean, this is what's happening. They are literally playing God. And we are totally screwed. I mean, there's nothing stopping them. They don't care. They're clearly doing it on purpose. What do you think about that statement?
No, I think it's true. They're probably going to come out with some, or they probably already have something that you're going to have to pay millions of dollars for so you can actually repair the DNA in your body.
That's it. And then you have to go to them to have an embryo made.
Exactly.
And they'll say, well, we have laws now, so it's not aggressive or whatever. We're going to put our back doors in there.
Or they'll say,
they're already saying that.
Your DNA is altered. You're not even a human anymore.
You've got a spokesman. And then if we're against stopping the genetic mutations, again, we'll be racist.
Yeah, you'll be in a FEMA camp and you'll be, you know, under control over there. And, you know, all this stuff.
By the way, I figured them out. This is what they're doing.
All the food that's affected.
And see, they're like a devil cult. They say, we're about to make the new God, the new computer. We're about to make the new animal, the new human. I don't believe in God yet, but I'm going to be God. That's Ray Kurzweil. I'm going to make aliens. That's what he says. They're making aliens. Think of a science fiction book where the aliens don't come from space or interdimensional. We get so smart, we make them ourselves. It's like these radio telescopes blasting out all these star systems. Please come here. We're here. We're friendly. Come. You know, it's just crazy.
How do you do it? You change the DNA. You change the genes of the human. How do you
change the Bible says a fallen alien from space is here manipulating world leaders to carry this out against God. Now, that's what supposed 2 billion people are supposedly Christian on this planet. Okay, so I'm asking folks, do you believe what God said or not?
God created us in a certain way with a proper type of DNA.
And said, do not mix the seed.
Mix the seed. And what we've had over the last 20 years is we've had the vaccine program, which alters DNA. We've had stuff sprayed in the air, which alters DNA. You have the tritium right now that's in the food and the air and the water that attacks the DNA with 18,000 electrovolts.
Fluoride also is electrified.
You have fluoride, chlorine. I mean, you have all of these things that are affecting the genetically modified food.
Look at the New York Times. Scientists talk privately about creating a synthetic human genome. Oh, which means they've already done it.
Right. You have DARPA, and then you have IARPA, too. Most people don't even know about IARPA, which is the secret organization intelligence working on intelligence for the CIA. DARPA is actually for the military. IARPA is for the CIA. I mean,
and let's go further. They created Google. And let's expand. I mean, that's declassified. And then let's expand on that. They are now, remember who created the Cold Springs Harbor facility and the Genome Project? The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute was its German counterpart. It's a eugenics base on how to dumb us down and kill us. It's a soft kill operation group. There's no doubt now. It's proven. What do we do?
what do you do is what you do for anything that's attacking your body is you start detoxifying yourself. You start building your self-healing mechanism.
Stay there. I want to explain how we help ourselves, but I want to talk about what do we do politically. Because I understand they're going to slowly turn up the titration of the poisoning to culturally prepare everybody for the mass die-off. So those of us that are cleansing will be better off than the final wipeout group. So we'll have a jump on the enemy. But I mean, how do we
stop?
We're
on the march.
Stay there.
The empire's
on the run. We'll be right back with
another group. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today with its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, there's a multifaceted fight to take on the globalists here. And what I set out to do for my family is that when I promote to others in a win-win, and then you purchasing the products, then helps fund our organization to further warn people. But we're going to briefly do some plugging here in association with all the toxins, the glyphosates, the GMOs, the radiation. DNA Force, we're going to talk about what's in DNA Force from InfoWarsLife.com, the nutraceutical, what it does to the inside of the cells to help detoxify them, the mitochondria. We're also going to talk about Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. Now, it is certainly no panacea, folks, but drinking purified clean water, not living near reactors, being aware of what's going on, this is key. But all of this just mitigates it. Imagine the general public that is totally unaware, watching TV all day on their smartphones. They are being devastated. And all the metrics show we're in trouble. All metrics show our brain cells are dying. We are 90% of, you know, in the West, of the sperm are immobile. We are falling apart, ladies and gentlemen, and it is just a completely evil plan, and our laziness and ignorance is what's letting it happen. But here's the good news. I've said this thousands of times. I'll say it again. 30 years ago, you couldn't find non-GMO organic food anywhere. People created a market. It became ubiquitous. It's now displacing the garbage food. 10 years ago, you couldn't, you know, find plastic that didn't have bisphenol A. Now it's being phased out. And there are other problems. But when we move, 7.5 billion of us, we have a lot of power. All over the world, they're banning genetically modified crops that don't produce seeds or have their own pesticide in them. So we're in a genetic war and a chemical war, a silent war of the 21st century. You are in a war. That's what this is. The final war to decide the future of humanity is a science war. It's so epic. The stakes are so huge, but the average person is in a trance with football games and TV and movies and Captain America and all this fantasy land when reality is so incredible. So Dr. Group, briefly, get into stuff that we're not selling that helps people get detoxified, other ways you help, you know, try to stay away from this, but also high-quality iodine, vitamin B12, secret 12, DNA force. I was asking you, you know, obviously I got into iodine because of Fukushima, but the other stuff out there was unbound, isn't as good as ours, but it certainly helped. Break down how people can protect themselves.
Well, first of all, no other doctor that I know of has identified all of the warfare measures that the globalists are using to demotivate us, to keep us sick, to induce disease. So my approach was kind of different. Let's identify all of those eugenics programs. Let's identify all of the things and the attacks that we currently have against us through the air, the food, and the water, and come up with countermeasures. And Alex, that's all we're doing, is we're coming up with countermeasures to keep people healthy, such as the iodine. We know that the majority of the people on the planet are deficient in iodine. We see that iodine is essential for the endocrine system to function. We have an overproduction, and people are taking in way too much chlorine, fluoride, bromine, the toxic halogens. We have thyroid issues. We have breast cancer, ovarian cysts.
We are drowning
problems,
in it.
Problems with sterility in men and women. You know, that's a whole other subject that we're not talking about. All of the supplements that we develop are designed as counter warfare measures to protect your body. Everybody needs iodine. With the amount of radiation in the air, all the health benefits of iodine that's out there, the Survival Shield X2 for purification of water, for your preparedness pack that you need, it's on special right now. You have it. I don't think you've ever done 20% off on the X2 before. That is a great deal. We use 99.999% pure iodine crystals. Listen, talking about radiation and talking about chemicals and toxins, iodine has a long history. It works as an antimicrobial agent. It helps bring all those chemicals and toxins out of your system, helps neutralize radiation.
Well, they're thinking of the stuff at Walgreens that'll eat your gut if you drink it. How is this palatable? How does this work?
So you definitely don't want to go to the drugstore and get iodine. Iodine is actually a toxic compound in nature. So what we have to do is we have a proprietary process that we developed where we detoxify the iodine. We turn it into a monoatomic element, a nascent iodine, which it doesn't have to be broken down by the body. It goes directly in your system and supports every single cell. The beautiful thing about iodine is it's so hard to get away from some of these chemicals and toxins we're exposed to every single day. But with iodine, it actually helps bring the fluoride, the chlorine, the bromine out of the thyroid gland. It helps rebalance your endocrine system. That's another attack that we have, okay? So the attack on the endocrine system is through phthalates, through pesticides like glyphosate, through fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, just to name a few. So how do we counteract that attack is we take a good nascent form of iodine like the X2 on a daily basis or at least on a
And by the way, I would just add, filter your water, get a filter that really removes stuff. I mean, there's so many things. Keep it out of your body to begin with, as you always say.
Exactly.
And then use like the iodine to block it and pull it out of your body. Now, again, let's talk briefly about DNA Force, and then I want to get into Joe Jennings. I worked here for years, does a great job, worked in Florida and TV. His dad just died, what was it, a year and a half ago? I know you were distraught over it with a big brain tumor. You grew up next to a nuclear power plant. We're going to be talking about that and tritium and this invisible killer that's everywhere. But DNA Force specifically, this is something we could actually make claims on because it's full of known, very expensive, but we discount them, nutraceuticals like BioPQQ.
So the DNA Force, again, you know, as we were talking with the attack on our DNA. I mean, how do we protect our DNA? That's really the whole purpose. I mean, as I was looking around at all these different things, and your dad was actually helping me with this, he's like, we know that with the vaccines, especially with the vaccines, the flu shots, we know with what they're spraying in the air, we know with all the radiation, we know there's an attack on our DNA. How can we counterattack that? How can we protect our own DNA? How can we prevent actually the aging process or the degradation? Because what happens with DNA and with genetics is if your genes are malfunctioning or toxic and your DNA is toxic, the next time that cell replicates, it's going to malfunction. And it just every time that cell replicates and replicates, if it doesn't have the proper nutrients and it's under attack by toxic substances, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse, and it's going to be altering. The good news is, and Bruce Lipton proved this, that the genes are directly related to the environment in which you live. That means if you start putting clean water in your body, if you start eating clean organic food, if you start reducing the amount of toxic genetic compounds that are coming into your body on a daily basis, then you can actually repair your genes and your DNA. So
and BioPQQ is known, one of the only things to help the mitochondria that power the cells, and it's full of a whole bunch of other stuff. But this is admitted to regrow nerves. I personally started taking it years ago, and my finger that had been chopped off, the feeling came back into it. I mean, this is serious.
So that's the whole purpose, and that's why DNA Force is so expensive, because but it's worth it. It actually works inside your body to help prepare for your
and
cells.
And similar formulas, though, are double or triple the price. We massively
Oh, yeah,
price.
Exactly. I mean, just the single ingredients alone, if you were to buy every single ingredient in DNA Force by itself, it would be upwards of like $300 or $400 to do that. So we have a unique combination of ingredients with the BioPQQ, the trans-resveratrol, the lipoic acid in there, all of the cellular components that are going to be there to help reduce the amount of toxic damage to your DNA.
And help your cells, as you said, move the garbage
cells,
out.
Yeah, it helps reduce all of the chemicals and toxins that are in there. It protects the cell membrane. By far, one of the most successful products. I take it every single day, and I notice the difference.
Now people got to watch out, though. Folks that have had hurt backs and things, sometimes nerves have basically gotten dead and things. I mean, you might talk to your physician, because some people take it and they go, oh, yeah, my nerves are coming back all right. My back's hurting. And then a few months later, they're like, wow, the pain went away. But sometimes it doesn't. So talk to your physician. This is not a joke, DNA Force.
That's just proof that when you start having and you can feel things take place, even if you haven't felt an area, a lot of people say that they have numbness in different parts of their bodies from injuries, and they start taking the DNA Force, and then they call into your customer service and they say, I'm starting to feel numbness, or I'm starting to feel a tingling sensation. That's proof,
that's
right?
Nerves
there.
Coming back. It's totally
you
numb.
You can actually regenerate all of these things. That
no, my finger started tingling for about 4 or 5 months, and then just it was feeling's back. Tingling's gone.
Yep. All of the degenerative processes that are pre-planned for population control, eugenics, to keep us sick, to keep us on medications. As a matter of fact, most pharmaceutical medications, practically all of them, cause genetic and DNA damage and cause damage to the cells. You know, that's a whole nother show, but getting off and reducing your toxic amount coming into your body is obviously the first step. Drinking a lot of good, clean, purified water.
And not just being fatalistic and saying, oh, it's all over. Think about your children. Drink properly filtered water that actually doesn't just take out the taste, but, you know, screens it out. Take X2, take DNA Force. But regardless. Just take action and get healthy. We're not preaching at you. We don't want the globalists to be able to have their way. We are simply researching this just as you are. We are all in this together. X2, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force is there as well. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And know this, your funding of the broadcast is essential in the fight, so it's a total win. Absolute win, so thank you so much. Now, Dr. Grip, shifting out of that, other things that are out there that are natural, that are free, that also help briefly, and let's get to Joe Jennings' story. He's got a lot of articles and documents about the fact that almost all reactors are leaking a bunch of different isotopes and tritium, and now they just say it's not bad for you.
Well, it's been around for a long time. Tell us about your story.
Basically, I mean, I grew up in Thousand Oaks, California, and that whole area, Thousand Oaks, Simi Valley, Canoga Park, Northbridge, it's a giant area. It's north of L.A., and I don't think anybody knew that there was a nuclear reactor there. I mean,
that one blew up there.
No.
They kept it secret in the 50s when one blew up.
In 1959,
yeah.
It was an experimental reactor. It had a massive overload like Chernobyl. And what had happened is the radioactive material had built up inside the reactor. So what did they have to do with it? Well, they said vent it out the thing. Vent it out the door.
Now, let me just stop you and introduce this. Joe Jennings, tell us who you are. Tell us about your dad. Because I know about this. It's finally been in the news. But they've got experimental reactors, two of them here in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
The word is those have released stuff. But they just don't care. Now they want to build another one. And then I tell people on the street, they laugh at me. They're preconditioned, like some type of brainwashing, to not hear the truth, even when it's in front of them. It's just so bizarre. But understand, this thing blew up, and they covered it up, and they got one just like it here where we live. So break down your story, and then get back into this.
So basically, me and my dad, growing up, he was a general contractor. So what we basically did was, you know, after high school and stuff, I'd go work with him, remodeling older homes, because most of the homes were built in the 50s. You know, in Southern California, old homes are known. So what we would do is we would go in and remodel these homes, you know, taking exterior paint and sanding it back down to the wood because people were cheap and didn't want to buy new wood. So you're exposed to all these things, you know, digging up their yards, doing all these different things. At no point did me or my dad know that, hey, there's toxic stuff in the woods, in the groundwater, in the soils, anything like that. Nobody knows about this. So basically, about a year and a half ago, my dad died just very suddenly. Had a glioblastoma brain tumor. Now, our family's nobody in our family's had history of brain tumors or any kind of cancer like that. And it was kind of like a puzzle piece going, well, how did this happen? Where did this come from? I mean, how do you get a brain tumor just out of nowhere?
How do we have 10,000 percentage increases conservatively in pediatric cancers?
Exactly.
We're getting killed. Go ahead, please.
So as someone who's lost a very close family member, you always have that question of why, how could this happen? Where did it happen? Am I affected by what happened? Have I been put into that situation also? So I did see this story that NBC4 came out with, and it just blew my mind. It's like a giant puzzle piece that just falls into your lap, and you go, oh, wait a minute. This is the exact areas that we worked in, that we remodeled in. Plus, my dad did a lot of work.
And by the way, this was Chernobyl level. It blew up.
Oh, yeah.
So, know this, when they blow up, they cover it up, folks.
Yeah, they covered up the whole thing. Nobody knew about it. They were sworn to secrecy. So, after the Northridge earthquake hit in, I think, 90 or 91?
Yes.
We did a massive amount of remodeling in those areas. Now, what happens when the earth shakes? It brings up soils. It brings up all kinds of things that weren't there before. At no point did anyone, and there was thousands and thousands of contractors working on these older homes.
Just like the dust on 9/11, they knew it was deadly. They lied and said it wasn't because they want to kill us.
Yeah, they don't want to reveal it. Could you imagine if they had to pay people for that? And one of the scary things is you know, we all knew that Rocketdyne was up in the hills in Santa Susana Pass. They tested shuttle engines. They tested most of the rockets that went into space. That's where they tested them every day. You felt the ground shaking? Guess what? They're testing a rocket. All of those plumes, all of that stuff is just going right into the air, right there in Simi Valley, which is named the Valley of the Wind. Now, right next to Simi Valley is where we get a lot of our produce. Strawberries, melons, avocados, oranges. It's all in that valley. And where does the wind go? It goes right into the valley and the other side of the valley towards all these high-priced homes. And guess what? Radiation doesn't care.
And just remember, folks, they've got hundreds of research reactors around the country, and the public doesn't even know about them.
We never knew about it. I didn't know there was a reactor up there. There was more than one. There was four. Experimental reactors.
You're talking about there in where you grew up in California?
Yeah, in the Santa Susana Pass. Now, we knew Rocketdyne was there. We knew they tested rocket engines there. But nobody.
By the way, people say, oh, experimental, it's not big. No, some of them are huge. They're more dangerous because they're turning them on. They're turning them off. Mm-hmm. They're simulating disasters with these stinking things.
They don't have all the safety equipment. That
nobody tells you that when you go to school at UT, under UT downtown is a humongous experimental reactor. They don't tell anybody.
No.
Mm-mm.
They said that they were the waste that was produced by the reactor, they take it out to what they call the burn pit and shoot it with a high-powered rifle and explode it.
Yeah, that's what they do here in Austin. They just take it out up north and they just throw it in a cave.
Nice people.
It sits there for millions and millions of years and contaminates the earth and contaminates the environment and the air. So,
who are these people? Are they people? Are they demon-possessed? We'll be back. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
gentlemen, I was just given an article that went live on Infowars.com that was devastating. You see all the German Green Party and all the main Muslim leaders saying blonde hair, blue eyes is bad. We will get rid of the blonde hair, blue eyes. They are bad. We will get rid of the Christians. They are bad. The Pope has now come out and said Christians are bad. It's I linked through. It's official. He did it. It's a speech. You cannot make this up. Pope Francis likens Jesus to ISIS, says Muslims, migrants must breed with Europeans. Francis claims ISIS similar to Jesus, sending his disciples to all nations. This guy's a false prophet for sure now. He goes on to say, the Pope said he, quote, dreaded, this is a quote, hearing about Christian roots of Europe. I'm quoting the Pope, the false Pope, dreaded hearing about Christian roots in Europe because to him they take a colonialist overtones, and he claimed on Europe nations to integrate, called on them, Muslim migrants into the continent and to breed with them. I mean, this guy is incredible. Your take on that?
It just, every single day something comes out that is so shocking that it's almost unbelievable. I mean, we're in these times right now, which, don't get me wrong, these times are good because we are creating a lot of change, but they're also, it's like a war that's happening between the globalists
and the enemy is just uncloaking.
And they're just coming out and doing anything and saying any single thing that they want.
Absolutely.
Stuff that you would never imagine a pope saying in the history. Like, these times are going to be looked back upon, like our kids, and they're going to say, wow, Dad, you lived in those times. And we're going to say,
look at this.
Yes, we were part of the revolution.
Or if they win, who knows?
Yeah,
Pope Francis likens Jesus to ISIS. You can actually read this. He told the French newspaper in an interview. Let's get back to the radiation. You were talking about doctors aren't trained to look for the poisoning. Plus, a lot of these isotopes sit in your body for years, then they give you the tumors, but it's basically dissipated once you die. Break it down.
Yeah, so every radiological damaging element, whether it's plutonium, uranium, cesium, they all have different half-lives. Tritium has a half-life of 12 years. So what happens is you might have, right now with Fukushima alone, all of the damage, nothing is being documented because they don't want to document it. They don't want to come out publicly and say this is the damage worldwide from Fukushima. You have earthquakes that are at record levels right now happening, like 300 earthquakes or more a day happening around the world. Yellowstone is being disrupted.
Never before recorded stuff.
We are on the verge of a major nuclear disaster. All it takes, these nuclear power plants, whoever designed them, putting them right next to the ocean or putting them right next to major riverways, it was almost like they were designed that way on purpose. They almost knew that, say, 60 years from now, we're going to have a major nuclear disaster because of all the earthquakes and all the changes.
I was talking to a scientist. The best reason for it is rivers are usually on fault lines that have broken open so the water flows. That's what really cuts through the canyon. It's an earthquake. Water didn't do most of that. And so they build them on fault lines because that's where the rivers and lakes and oceans are. But still, they're now on fault lines, which shows they don't even care. And Joe Jennings, you were making a point about your dad. There he was with that brain tumor that grew so fast to kill him in a few weeks. They gave him more radiation.
Yeah. How do we deal with this? Well, radiation. What do you mean? That the man can barely stand now, so you're going to give him more radiation? Oh, yeah. Kill him in 3 months.
Radiation kills rapidly transforming cells. It kills all the cells in your body.
Until the cells adapt and learn how to grow even faster. That's the cancer causing.
Right. That's where you get your two heads.
The truth is, they think out of all these mutations they're causing, the superhuman's going to rise out of it because that's science. They're testing on a mass guinea pig. The whole planet's a giant. The whole planet's a giant guinea pig to give birth to Satan. To give birth to the satanic engineered species. That's their own dream.